Good morning and welcome to WHO's Animal Health Update. Today's guest is Dr. Lisa Becton, Associate Director of the Swine Health Information Center, and she will be talking to us about staying in the know about swine health disease. Dr. Lisa?
Thank you. Wintertime often brings cold temperatures, and cold temperatures can be a signal that we may see increased herd health challenges and disease outbreaks. It's really hard to be able to perform our routine tasks, especially biosecurity tasks, when dealing with sub-freezing temperatures and things like cleaning trucks, chutes, barns, or other areas exposed to weather. Many pathogens we know can survive, like PRRS and PED, and they do have a tendency to spread more in the winter months. What can producers do to be able to inform yourself what's happening in your state? There are several monitoring projects funded by the Swine Health Information Center that can help you understand disease activity that may pose a herd health threat. The first one is the Swine Disease Reporting System, and it's based out of Iowa State University. This system encompasses six different veterinary diagnostic laboratories, and they report on a monthly basis PCR test results for major swine diseases, including PRRS, PED, TGE, influenza, mycoplasma, hyopneumonia, PCV, and E. coli. They all report as PCR results. And what does a PCR mean? A PCR test detects the genetic material of a pathogen and indicates whether or not that pathogen is detected in an animal. This data is reported by state, by type of production, so for example, sow, grow finish, wean to finish, or other, also by sample type for what was submitted. So this information is really valuable to be able to understand what is occurring in a herd over time, in a state, and by stage of production. In addition, other reports include evaluation of the genetics of PRRS specifically, PED, and E. coli, because it's important to understand what are the genetic changes when some of these virus and bacteria mutate or alter, and that way we can be more prepared to be able to react and respond to those challenges. The second program is the Morrison Swine Health Monitoring Program, and it's based out of the University of Minnesota, and this utilizes weekly volunteering reporting of system-level diseases for PRRS, PED, porcine delta coronavirus, and Seneca A virus. And this data set is unique as it represents more than 60% of U.S. sow herds. The information is reported on a monthly basis with special reports generated from the producer-provided data. The objective of this program is to track and analyze trends for incidence and prevalence of pathogens, perform in-depth surveillance of PRRS sequences, and identify other trends over time for disease detection. The goal with this program is to heighten awareness of disease challenge, especially the trends, allow for the ability to rapidly respond to changing disease threats, and inform of potentially emerging disease threats. Additional reports on targeted pathogens such as PED and Seneca A virus have been provided to provide surveillance trends over an extended period of time. And lastly, the Global Disease Reporting System, also based out of University of Minnesota, can help identify what are disease challenges seen outside of the U.S. and abroad. This reports on a lot of things that are not currently in the U.S. and can help you as a producer identify where are areas of concern, how concerned do you need to be for activity, and what are some guidances or hints of how other countries are dealing with diseases that you could apply on your own farm. Again, while wintertime can be a challenge for a lot of the diseases that we face, there are resources to help you be aware of what's going on for pathogens that could be of risk to your swine herd, and these encompass both the U.S. and globally. All of this information can be found at swinehealth.org.